And now, proof, if any was ever needed, that drummers have feelings too. ESPN has pulled a print ad for its Junior Golf Academy, which contrasted the benefits of children learning to play golf with learning to play the drums. "Your kids could learn how to play drums," the ad said, "but then they would know how to play drums." The implication was evidently that learning to play golf introduces a youngster to the idyllic life of the fairways, whereas playing the drums is mere percussion. Well, here is Mark Ford, president of the Percussive Arts Society, who joins us from Denton, Texas. What did you make of this ad?
I felt that it undermined the efforts of music education in our country, and the fact that they have so many high school and middle school percussionists that we felt like it demeaned their position.
Are the feelings of drummers easily hurt?
I don't think so. I think we're a pretty thick-skinned bunch of folks.
Do you think the implication here was that your child learning to play the drums can be a rough experience for the parents upstairs from where the drums are?
That was not my original take on it.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, the ad is a little bit vague. I guess you could interpret it that way.
Mark Ford of the Percussive Arts Society, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Ford spoke to us from his home in Denton, Texas. Now to ESPN and Bristol, Connecticut, where Chris LaPlaca is the vice president who dealt with Mark Ford. What were you thinking when you contrasted the Junior Golf Academy with kids learning to play the drums?
Well, let me tell you, Robert, it was simply this. Drums noisy, golf quiet. And the irony in all of this, I should tell you, is I am a former drummer.
Well, so is ESPN now trying to develop another ad which will find some other activity which you can disparage by comparison and that will not have some group calling you up and saying you've maligned us, fill in the blanks?
Well, the answer is yes. We are trying to find another creative approach to this.
I hope it's not another musical instrument that you're going to go after.
Well, no, it is. Believe it or not, it's not. What you'll see in the next campaign will be something along the lines of trying to find a hobby that doesn't require a helmet and will feature a young girl on a golf course.
Well, Mr. LaPlaca, thanks a lot for talking with us, and we look forward to that replacement ad in the newspaper that will not offend drummers.
Okay, very good.
Chris LaPlaca, who is a vice president of ESPN, speaking to us from Bristol, Connecticut, about the ESPN advertisement that was drummed out of the newspapers. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.